D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, is socialism an answer or merely another name for bondage?
It leads to a loss of freedom and ultimately to tyranny as we sell our soul to the government store.
The coronavirus has been a national tragedy, but that hasn't stopped the left from taking advantage.
The coronavirus has brought about an unprecedented shutdown of our economy, of our life.
Discover the left's strategy to impose socialism and how it fits with the rest of their agenda on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff to former President Obama, famously said, "You never want to let a crisis go to waste." He and his boss, like many on the far left, see emergencies as the perfect cover for implementing policies that people won't approve in more normal times. The recent COVID-19 crisis and its economic fallout are a good example. They have made socialistic schemes more appealing for some Americans, and there are plenty of leaders who want to take advantage of that. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
The spread of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization says the risk of the virus expanding worldwide is now classified as very high.
And the State Department issuing an extraordinary travel warning. This as the virus continues its march across the country.
Industry after industry grinding to a halt in the wake of COVID-19.
The coronavirus has caused thousands of deaths and changed the way we live significantly.
It is a disaster. We all have a normalcy bias, and Americans are optimistic, so we assume that we're going to recover. And my prayer is that we will recover, but it is not going to be without continuing dislocation. Some jobs, some businesses will never come back. You know, we already have heard of many bankruptcies. There will be more, and many of these businesses will never come back. So can we create new jobs to employ the people that are now unemployed? That can be a long process.
And as the crisis continues, with about 40 million jobs lost, at least temporarily, there are those on the left calling for government expansion to deal with the pandemic.
When the president tweets about liberation, does he mean go back to work? When we, you know, have this discussion about going back or reopening, I think a lot of people should just say no. We're not going back to that.
But we have to actually advocate for rental cancellation and mortgage cancellation.
$2,000 every month for every person for the duration of the emergency. Congress has the power to do it now and the mandate to get it done.
Many Americans are now thinking that perhaps socialism, which they think means share and share alike, would work better for us than capitalism.
Most Americans underappreciate that there is an internal left, militant left-wing part of our politics and culture, and they will use any crisis to advance their political agenda. So this is a wonderful opportunity for them to make inroads. If you close business and then offer the displaced worker, you know, a subsidy, a payment not to work, perhaps the business won't reopen. That person gets used to the government check, and they can recruit those people into their way of thinking.
As Congress was mulling emergency acts to help ordinary Americans and small businesses weather this storm, critics note that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was twice trying to ram through stimulus bills loaded with handouts for all sorts of things that had nothing to do with the crisis, such as canceling costly student debt.
Nancy Pelosi has always wanted to expand government, to increase government spending, and to increase the dependency on government for political reasons. The pandemic crisis has been like hitting the jackpot for her. She's been able to load these bills to help displaced people with all kinds of other spending for constituencies to advance her left-wing political agenda.
This gets back to a key question. What is socialism?
It's based on the belief that human beings are either good or basically neutral, and that they will work according to their ability and receive according to their need. And the result has been that socialism has never worked. All socialism does is have continuing fights about how you're going to divide a never-growing pie. Capitalism grows pies. It bakes more pies. And then you can have a discussion about how to divide it.
Everywhere socialism has been tried, it has failed miserably. There have been millions of people who have literally become casualties of that failed idea. And how can you advance the idea of socialism when Venezuela is happening? Right now, you have a formerly wealthy country now has a government-imposed starvation diet that's happening in the nation of Venezuela.
Wealth is created by private ownership, by creativity, by people being free to pursue their dreams, to pursue their ideas. America has flourished because of its private sector, private enterprise system.
Although some claim that the Bible teaches socialism, in reality, it teaches voluntary charity within a framework that sanctions private property. Meanwhile, the irony of socialism gaining in the wake of COVID-19 is that the spread of the virus is likely the fault of China's Communist Party, communism and socialism being two sides of the same coin.
China could have contained the virus very quickly if it had identified patient zero, if it had done contact tracing, if it had isolated the first few people or even the first few thousand people who were infected with the virus. But instead, it did none of these things. It covered up the problem until the entire city of Wuhan was infected, a city of 11 million people. And from there, the infection was allowed to spread throughout China and throughout the world.
Despite the fact that the virus began killing people in Wuhan, the Chinese government allowed flights from Wuhan to other parts of the world, but not from Wuhan to other parts of China.
Flights filled with passengers, some of whom were infected with the Wuhan virus, were getting on those planes every day for weeks and flying to major cities on all parts of the globe.
Communism is premised upon atheism, which makes the state God and human beings expendable.
When you don't believe in God, you certainly don't believe that man is created in the image of God. And you don't value human life as we do. We value human life because it's precious, because it is created by God.
Ironically, there are tens of millions of Americans who are quick to blame President Trump for the crisis, as opposed to the Chinese government.
What I find astonishing is that the American left sounds almost exactly like the Chinese Communist Party when it talks about the China virus. The Chinese Communist Party blames not itself for the spread of the virus, for the creation of the virus. It blames the United States, believe it or not. It claims that the United States brought the virus to China and that it deliberately spread it in the city of Wuhan.
On the coronavirus outbreak in China, my administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
The left in the United States seemed, in a curious sort of way, to do exactly what the Chinese Communist Party was doing. They saw the epidemic as an opportunity to expand government control of our lives, to spend money, to throw money at the problem. I mean, never before in American history have we seen state governments telling people that they must be shut in their homes for an extended period of time, not based on science, but I think based on their predilection for total control. In that, they resemble not the American principles of the founding. They resemble more the practices and procedures of the Chinese Communist Party. And that's a scary thing.
When you close churches, you are weakening society. You are weakening the spiritual strength of the society. When you close businesses, you're putting people out of work. And then when you pay them to stay out of work, you're making them dependent on government. You're increasing the secular progressive state while you are shrinking the spiritual side of our culture and state. And that alone tells us a great deal about how this COVID crisis has been exploited.
What is the connection between girls losing in sports to males claiming to be female? Planned Parenthood's abortion crusade. And the drive to open America's borders? These tragedies are the result of an ongoing radical war. The new book, Trojan Horses, Exposing the Secret Schemes of the Left, reveals the devious agenda behind the radical strategies that have exacted a huge toll on life and liberty. Discover how clever advocates for socialism, open borders, abortion, and gender confusion deceive and destroy in this richly documented and detailed exposé. Contact us today to receive your copy of Trojan Horses, an insight-packed guide to the schemes targeting your freedom and how to fight back.
Like so many vultures, those hawking socialism grab on to any crisis to further their goals. They often cast socialism as love and compassion in action, despite the overwhelming historical evidence of the poverty, destruction, and death that it causes. Many on the left, recognizing America's strong Christian influence, even present socialism as if it were mandated by the Bible. But that is a complete fabrication. In fact, the Bible paints an entirely different picture. As Dr. D. James Kennedy explains in this portion of his message, The Bible and Economics.
In so many ways, America has been the wonder nation of the ages. Indeed, a city set on a hill, and its gleaming hopes and possibilities have attracted people from the farthest corners of the globe. Not only did it become the home of the free and the brave, but also it became the home of the prosperous. Here, fortunes were made. Dreams were realized as they had never been realized before, to a degree beyond anything that man had ever imagined. But something seems to have gone amiss, and the dream seems to have faded for many, and the luster has all but gone. What has happened? Where did we go wrong? I want to talk to you about what the Bible says about economics. This is a subject which I'm afraid most of our politicians shun away from like the plague. And very few people actually ever hear the truth about what God has to say about this matter of economics. The Bible certainly has a lot to say about such subjects as these. Private property. The Bible makes it very clear that man has an interest in the possession of his own property. That this is guarded by the fiery sword of divine vengeance. And it is guaranteed in the Decalogue, thou shalt not steal. Because God knows that for us to fulfill our probation in this world, it is going to be necessary that we make use
of the things of this world if we are going to demonstrate our faithfulness in little things, if we are going to demonstrate our honesty, if we are going to demonstrate our charity, it's going to involve the use of private property. Therefore, God has guaranteed it. Now, this alone rules out certain systems, all such systems which deny private property, such as the system of communism or various aspects of socialism which would deprive man of his rights in property. The Bible has a good deal to say about other things that impinge upon economic matters, such as greed and covetousness and envy and jealousy. And the Bible has something to say about work. Many people suppose that work is some sort of a curse which is to be avoided completely, if at all possible, and which we are to become involved in as little as necessary. But this is not the case. God ordained work before the fall. It is not part of the curse. Adam was commanded to tend the garden, to keep it before he fell into sin. And even after sin, though now it is greatly aggravated by the results of the fall and the curse, and in the sweat of the brow man must earn the bread of life, is nevertheless true that work still occupies a very important position in man's life. In fact, I think we may be so bold as to say that without work, it is impossible for any human being to fulfill the probation that God has given him in this life. The welfare state inevitably produces more of that which it sets out to cure. The majority of people who end up on the public dole will vote for themselves more and more largesse from the public treasury, to the discouragement of more and more of the fewer and fewer people that are willing to work, until finally people won't want to work at all and the whole system collapses. Further, it leads to statism and unbelief. Instead of drawing people to the church and to God, who is the provider of every good and perfect gift, it leads them to a more and more secularized state, and it engenders more and more of a disbelieving populace. Furthermore, it leads to a loss of freedom and ultimately to tyranny. As we sell our soul to the government store, more and more people are willing to sell their birthright for a mess of pottage, or as somebody said, a pot of socialistic message in many cases. And ultimately, they end up as people who are totally dependent upon the state with a loss of their liberty. My friends, let me conclude by saying this. God says, if any will not work, let him not eat. But there is one thing for which we cannot work, one thing we cannot obtain by our labor, and that is eternal life, because it is totally beyond our ability to attain it. There is the only real free gift available to man. And tragically, people turn it upside down and they try to make this life free and ignore the next. But God says that we are to work in this life, but the gift of everlasting life is by the grace of God, and it was paid for by Jesus Christ. Yes, we can grow petunias or turnips. When it comes to a sunset, God says, step aside. This is a job for the Almighty. We can run a church or preach a sermon, but when it comes to the eternal salvation of mankind, God says, step aside. This is a job for the divine Redeemer. We need to trust in him, receive the free gift of eternal life, his meaning and significance and purpose for our lives. Then we need to set out and work with our hands, doing the thing which is good. We need to accumulate the things of this world in order that we may have to give, the scripture says, unto them who are in need, that charity may abound and flourish, that we may have a genuine compassion for those who lack the physical things of this life, that Christ may be honored and that his kingdom may spread.
Unfortunately, many Americans are ignorant about what the Bible says regarding economics and socialism. And there are those on the far left who take advantage of that confusion in a time of crisis. which has been the strategy of radicals for decades. In the guise of compassion, inclusion, tolerance, and freedom, they are smuggling a set of failed ideas into America that undermine the very foundations of this nation, eroding our Constitution and taking away our liberty. That's why we want to share with you a brand new book we've published entitled Trojan Horses, Exposing the Secret Schemes of the Left. We'd like to send you this important new book as our thanks for your generous donation to help us close out our fiscal year strong in this crucial election year. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. This powerful book features chapters from me, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, and other leaders in our ministry exposing the left's malignant plot to destroy America as we know it from within. Learn how the hucksters who peddle socialism, open borders, abortion, and transgender madness use poisonous lies to tear down and fundamentally transform our free land. If you are able to give a generous donation of $100 or more to help us proclaim biblical truth in this election year, we will send you the Trojan Horses book plus our new DVD program, The Great Deception, which makes an excellent companion to the book itself. It features Mike Huckabee, former Planned Parenthood Clinic Director Abby Johnson, Dr. D. James Kennedy, and eye-opening reports on socialism, the abortion movement, and gender insanity, among many others. These unique resources will help you connect the dots on the left's far-reaching agenda to remake America in the image of Karl Marx. And we will also include a gospel antidote to all of this madness. It's a sermon booklet from Dr. D. James Kennedy detailing the basis for true freedom. It's called What's So Amazing About Grace? That's the eye-opening new book, Trojan Horses, Exposing the Secret Schemes of the Left, as our thanks for your generous donation, and the book plus the special DVD program, The Great Deception, and the sermon booklet from Dr. Kennedy, What's So Amazing About Grace? All as our thanks for your donation of $100 or more. And thanks to a $150,000 matching challenge, your donation before midnight on June 30 will automatically be doubled for twice the ministry impact. So let me urge you to act now. Again, every gift postmarked before our fiscal year ends at midnight on Tuesday, June 30, will be matched dollar for dollar, its impact doubled, to proclaim the life-changing hope of the gospel, defend freedom and liberty in America, and for helping us to be a bold voice for Christ in our culture. Take advantage of this opportunity today, will you please? It's imperative that we close our fiscal year strong and head in to this election season on a strong footing to proclaim desperately needed truth at this pivotal moment for America. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677 or go online to djkm.org. One of the fine-sounding myths about socialism is that it takes from some according to their ability and gives to others according to their need. But this is a fairy tale for adults, as can be seen in every nation that's ever tried socialism. Far from distributing resources equitably, socialism chooses winners and losers. But rather than choosing them based on productivity or innovation or persistence and talent, as is done in a free enterprise system, socialism chooses its winners according to the mere preference of those with the power. In communist Venezuela, strongman dictator Hugo Chavez left billions of dollars to his daughter, making her the richest person in one of the poorest nations in South America. Communist dictator Fidel Castro reigned over impoverished Cuba with an iron hand. And in the other hand, he held nearly $1 billion in personal wealth, as estimated by Forbes magazine. America, unfortunately, has no shortage these days of preachers of socialism. They advocate massive government handouts and redistribution of wealth. But in the guise of helping the needy, they actually help their political cronies. Under the recent Paycheck Protection Program during the pandemic, it turns out that affiliates of Planned Parenthood illegally applied for and received over $80 million in government loans. This despite the fact that Planned Parenthood has $1.3 billion in annual revenue, with more than $500 million of that already coming from government funding every year. You see, it's not about need at all. Nothing. No pandemic, no economic crisis, no change in the control of political parties will deter leftists from filling the coffers of those they favor. And there's nobody they favor more than abortionists. For socialism and its advocates, a false posture of compassion is their cover for concentrating power and wealth in favored hands. But wait, you have a role in their plan also. You get to pay for all of it. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
We might ask ourselves the question, is this country worth fighting for?
Any ideology or philosophy, especially the theology of Christianity that gives people hope, is diametrically opposed to an atheistic or an agnostic Marxist worldview.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.